From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This past week saw an unthinkable event occur in South Australia. An extreme weather event, a damn big storm, caused the loss of electricity to the whole state. There seems to have been no redundancy in the system that was impacted, and the lights went out all over VK5. If you know a bit about Greek mythology, the name of the blighted prophet Cassandra will be familiar to you. In a way, I have sounded a little like this lady of yore. In trying to awaken the amateur community to the projected increase in extreme weather, it has seemed that no one has been listening. It was reassuring that in the early hours of the blackout, some amateurs were reporting on social media, and this meant that there was at least partial internet available. Time will tell how the facilities that maintain health, well-being, transport and personal security survived and were restored in South Australia. With life being so dependent upon energy supplies, and especially electricity, it is essential to maintain access and to be able to quickly rectify problems. In the interim, it is for those with backup facilities to assist their community. This has been part of the amateur radio ethos. As we learn from the experiences in VK5, it is time to learn the lessons that this experience can give. It is time to check how our locale would survive, and not only survive, but rise to the challenge of a major event. Could you provide help if it was needed? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.